Well, some high-profile Liberals and National Party members, former premiers of states and former members of Howard governments and former and current ministers of the Malcolm Turnbull government have banded together to promote and highlight a yes campaign for the upcoming same-sex marriage survey. One of those is former Herbert MP Ewan Jones, who's joined me on the line this afternoon. Ewan, thanks very much for your time.
G'day, Mark. How are you?
Well, thank you. Why do you believe it's necessary for yourself and other members of the LNP to get together to actually promote and try and publicise a yes vote?
I think it's important from every side of politics, that without trying to make it a political debate, that every side of politics, from the Liberal National side of politics, we're the party of small business, we're the party of the individual, we're the party of freedom of choice. That we get behind this thing to say to the people who necessarily vote our way that it's okay to be conservative and it's okay to vote yes in this plebiscite, so that we can get this thing done, so we can get it out of the road, so that people who love each other can actually say, "Will you marry me?"
Do you feel that there's more division in your side of politics than the other at the moment with this debate?
I don't think there's necessarily more division now. So I think it's more verbal. On our side, because we are a party that is, to use the John Howard term, a broad church, and we do like and encourage everyone to have their say. We are not members of groupthink, and I think that's why we've come through, and that's why you will see such a broad cross section of people, from Nick Greiner through to people like me who've only been in Parliament two terms, have no real history, but we feel it's important that we get up there and say that this is an important time to have your say. To make sure that you do have your say, and if you are of a like mind that you think that, I'm a Liberal voter, but, am I going against the party? No, you're not. We said we would take a plebiscite to this term of Parliament. We are doing it, and it's okay to say yes, and we hope you do.
But it's not going to be binding. Now, that's one of the issues. Even if there is a yes vote when it comes to this survey, there's no guarantee that it's going to actually get passed by Parliament or even put to Parliament, is there? That is an issue.
I don't even know if that's an issue. Look, I understand what you're saying and why you're saying, and technically you're correct. It isn't binding, because what will happen is that when it gets to Parliament, there will be a free vote. If I was in Parliament on the other side, I didn't want to vote yes, then I would quite happily sit across the other side of it. And I don't think anyone should damage people for doing that. Quite unlike the Labor Party, who are under pressure for a few of their people to actually vote because they are bound by it.
So you say there, you don't want to politicise it, but just that comment itself, we seem to have, Bill Shorten sniping. You're all on the same side, allegedly, but there's also always these little digs about it. No matter whether you like it or not, it's going to be politicised, though, isn't it?
I suppose you're right there. But at the end of the day, Mark, what I do understand, and having been in there for a while, is that, I think that the numbers are overwhelmingly, when it gets to the floor of Parliament, the numbers will be overwhelmingly that people will support it. And there will be a group on the other side of the Parliament who will vote no because of whatever their beliefs, and they have every right to have their beliefs, and they will be able to sit there and say that. And I don't think anyone should castigate them or vilify them for having those beliefs. If they believe that, that's fine. I believe differently. I was on Twitter the other day and I put something up about this and said support it. And a lady came back to me and said, "I disagree very, very strongly. Marriage is strictly hetero." And I said, "Look, I disagree with you. For me, marriage is about two people who want to make a commitment in front of their family and friends that they love each other and they want to spend their lives together." And she came back and said, "Well, I disagree." And I said, "There you go. We disagree, but we've done so without shouting at each other or having a fight. Good on us."
And just,
I think that's what we're trying to put through.
Yeah, just finally, Ewan, if this was to get a yes result come November and it was to be put before the Parliament, how long are we before actually something happens?
Look, I think that the plebiscite will come back, and I think you'll find there is a will to deal with this as quickly as humanly possible. I think if you watch the Liberal National ad, the LNP ad, the Libnats Yes ad, the lady that sits there and says, "Let's get this out of the way so we can get back on economic matters." That's what the federal Parliament is there for. And I think what we want to do is make sure that we deal with this with respect to all sides and get the yes vote as strong as humanly possible, send an overwhelming message to the Parliament that that Australia wants this, and that we are allowing people who love each other, to, no matter their gender, to ask their partner, that, you know, will you marry me?
Ewan, thanks very much for your time. I think there's one thing both sides would agree on, is the fact that let's get this sorted and move on with things that are going to improve the lives of everyone. So good on you, Ewan. Thanks very much for your time.
Cheers, mate.
Ewan Jones talking about the Liberals and Nationals, some of those members including Nick Greiner, Amanda Vanstone, and current ministers Kelly O'Dwyer and Simon Birmingham getting together to try and promote the yes vote in the upcoming same-sex marriage survey.